Got the sniffles. And it don't matter though. They ain't heard from me in a little bit. We gonna see how this one rocking. Yo, one take all the way through. Talk. Look, I don't care what you think, nigga. Since you hold an iron, got gon' crease, niggas. Yeah, no love for sweet, nigga. Think you hot, you mouth sauce. Don't get 6 piece, nigga. Eyes low, and I don't even smoke. No need since 18, bro. Had me laced with dope. Got me saying, like, man, you gotta bring that soul back. So, fam came home and he got that soul back. So, what fam gon' do, he gon' bring that soul back. Tell the game, picture that, like Zacian Kodak. Robert in the forest coat. But see, then I'm so bad that I convince him, like, I'm just taking my coat back. No limit when I get the beat. Master the commas, tell your mama that I'm high at work mixed with Osama. On these beats, you ain't no problems, no more problems. So I TNT and decency like no more drama. Higher than Mary Jane, though I obliged to the ganja. They high off their life, I'm going off on your mama. That's that syrup, boy, get up out my damn face. Tryna block my shine, well, you might just get pancake. Wait, I'ma do this forever, nigga. Said I'ma do this forever, nigga. Said I'ma do this forever, nigga.
Turn me up, son. Yeah.
We gon' just keep it rolling, we gon' just keep it rolling. I think I got some more for the people.
A mask for all the world to see. Yeah, yeah. It's so hard to know. It's so hard to know.
Oh, shout out to homie Mike Waves.
What is real?
But baby, you can always follow me. So you gotta feel me. I've been grinding so hard, body begging for sleep. Up for 3 days straight, then lost track of the week. It seemed like every day Thursday to me. It seemed like every day early to me. Only put half up in the music, and this is just how I sound. Imagine if all my time was into it. Talk about dropping now, my friends get sketchy as hell. They only want me to stay cause they scared that I fail. Convos with BK, he and Kelly now. More talks with Tuna, last time he sat me down. He told me that I was what the game needed. And the crazy thing, man, I believe. Man, I'm so confident, I'm so self-conscious. I'm such a contradiction, man, I'm so honest. Man, I'm so arrogant, but I'm so modest. Besides this, couldn't tell you how my mind's supposed to function. And I don't go to functions. And if I do, it's cause I'm trying to stroke the shorty who probably really just threw the function. Couple minutes, man, I'm rambling now. But I ain't really got no option, like I'm scrambling now. Talking aside the other day, how I was in love with Joe. And how bad I hurt to realize that it couldn't work no more. Last week I talked to Nay and told her that I love Lola. And how she came over and realized she was too good for me. And last summer seems the world wasn't good for me. And Yomi came in town and I felt I wasn't good enough. And she perfect too, and she worth it too, and deserve it too. Said I'm way too good at picking out good girls. I noticed that, I noticed a lot. I noticed I got little cousins that look up to me like I'm all that they got. That's how I look at Tune. It's crazy how I'm in that spot. I think I got one more before I get out of here. This is my part right here.
And baby, you can always count.
Yo. This is cool. Got one more for him. Let me get out of here. Cool. Yeah.
And don't you say no. Yeah. And don't you say no. And don't you say no.
Play a song, cry too much. Try not to cry too much. I mean, you wasn't dumb, you wasn't blind to it. But you ain't wanna put your mind to it. I mean, even your mom knew it. Like, what's that one boy you was with? He was fine too. And he was just on your mind too. Damn, she had to remind you. She like, fam, why you tripping? Like, when you get so distant. She like, it's old girl, isn't it?
And don't you say no.
Said I knew something was fishy.
And don't you say no.
Cause see, now you don't notice me.
And don't you say no.
Oh, so that's where your focus be.
And don't you say no.
One question, do you love her though?
And don't you say no.
And don't you say no to me.
Welcome back to the Fifth Element Hip Hop Shows. Alejandro Hernandez, our guest just came in, Fem Dilla.
Hey, gang.
Show.
Gang, gang.
Shout out Fem Dot. It's always a blast talking to you. So, all right, let's just get straight into the interview.
Word.
Get on, so, a lot's happened since last time you're on here.
a little bit.
Yeah, at the time, you know, only a couple of your EPs, or I was only like 4 and 3.
Yeah.
But then you eventually released 2 and Uno, and that ended up compiling into the 2020 hour.
Yep, yep.
Was that planned from like the very beginning?
Yeah.
It was?
Yeah, it was all pretty much thought out from the jump. Everything I do is like extremely thought out.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's titles, names, words, everything, so.
Yeah, for sure, sick. Yeah, and then you've also done a lot since that time. I mean, you opened up for the Cool Kids.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, I mean, they're a legendary group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when Andrew Barber, he actually played some of your music on Apple Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
that was crazy.
2020 hour, got a shout out from XXL. Yeah. And then you also starred in your first film.
Yeah.
Showing off those acting chops, man. It's like, what?
Yeah.
So what has happened to you since that time where it's just like, you just kind of like sat back and you're like, damn, I got to be doing something right.
Yeah, I mean, just stuff keeps moving. Opportunities keep presenting themselves. And a lot of stuff we kind of plan and kind of just try to prepare for stuff. So more or less, we're just trying to be as prepared as possible for whatever comes. And stuff just keeps coming. So, it's a cool spot to be in. I feel like we're on the verge of something, you know? So it's cool be in that position, definitely. But yeah, I mean, that's really it. Like, I'm learning more to kind of like realize what's going on and kind of soaking it in, because it's pretty dope that it's happening like this.
Yeah, for sure. And just take a break, you know, from the music scene. You know, you're a senior, correct?
Yeah, I got a little extra time though, but
oh, okay.
I'll be done soon enough.
All right, well, soon enough. So you are going to be finishing soon enough though, and obviously, you know, education is definitely something that's important to you. You know, not a lot of rappers, you know, finish college.
Yeah.
Not a lot of them even go to college. I mean, probably like the most famous rapper, you know, college dropout, Kanye West. Like,
yeah.
That's like the prototypical, like, I guess, like the stereotype, I guess, you know, college dropout. But, I mean, you're out here and you're doing like a tough field too.
Yeah, it's a little rough. I'll probably be studying a little bit in the green room tomorrow.
Hey man, just
it's a little rough, but it's going through, and it's gonna benefit me in the long run with what I feel I can be able to do as a person more than just as a rapper, you know, in the long run. I think having a degree will help me kind of be able to navigate through areas I probably wouldn't be able to touch just off the strength of music. So
for sure. Yeah, and that's and like, you know, what like, I know you talked about last time you were here, you talked about, you know, just staying motivated. Like, you told yourself that you're going to finish, and now here you're almost there. So, like, what's the next step after that? Like,
man, after I graduate, it's just rap, bro. Like, you know, graduate programs and stuff, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just rapping, bro, and just trying to put myself in a position where I could have influence and have a voice, and so when I speak on certain issues, I will be, but people will listen. But then there'll also be a merit behind me, because there's a degree behind me.
Yeah.
So you're not just somebody talking. You know, like the Dave Chappelle skit where he's like, somebody got to ask Ja Rule about this.
Yeah.
Somebody find Ja Rule. You know, let's hear what Ja Rule has to say about these political matters. Like, you know, like the reason why that skit holds weight is because of the fact that, like Ja Rule don't got no degree. Like, it's not really, you know what I'm saying, it's not really much that it's like. Mm-hmm. That people will feel ways behind him besides him rapping.
Mm-hmm.
So with me, it's like, let's hear what Fem Dot has to say. And it's like, actually, let's hear what Fem Dot has to say, you know? So, yeah, so that's pretty much, it's pretty cool.
Watch out. Might end up on CNN one of these days.
Oh man, I hope I do, because I'm definitely coming at them.
Hell
man,
yeah.
I'm in there firing people up.
Dude, I'll look forward to that day. Yeah, I remember, did you see that clip when, was it Talib Kweli when he went off on Don Lemon?
Yeah. Ooh. Like, I go in there and fire Don Lemon up, boy. Even Don Lemon be sick of stuff now. That's how bad it be.
Yeah, Don Lemon, yeah. Remember when he got, he got drunk on fucking New Year's
Eve? Yeah.
That's how you know he's getting sick of it.
Yeah, he getting sick of it.
All right, but I guess, so like, what means more to you though? Like, your last project, like your pet project, you know, 2020 hour, like, yeah. Or is it going to be your degree? Like, which one's going to hold more meaning to you?
Oh man. Wow. I don't know. Probably my degree, because, you know, like, I can hand it to my OG, like, here, mm-hmm. Ma, take this. And because it starts a new chapter for me.
Oh, for sure.
After I get my degree, it'll be the first time ever in my life I would be rapping and not being in school. Like, mm-hmm. I started rapping when I was 6 years old. I've been in school since I was 6 years old. Like, I've never not been in school and rap. Yeah. So 2020 hour, because of all of this has guided me, would be close second for right now. But definitely just getting a degree, being done, and literally starting a new chapter of my life completely, I think would be interesting. So the closer we get to that, the more real that becomes, and it's actually crazy that this is happening. So yeah.
And then, you know, you're also, you wear like Chicago on your sleeve too. Mm-hmm. You're like going back to music, and like, and like anyone who just follows you on like Twitter, you know, you're always talking about hyping up Harold's.
Man, Harold's is phenomenal.
Harold's is phenomenal. I love Harold's. Geographically speaking, I should be a Remus person, but like Harold's for me has just always been there whenever I needed it.
That's bad. I mean, don't get me wrong, Uncle Remus is cracking. I appreciate the role. The role is a very nice touch. Dinner roll is a very nice touch. But you know what I'm saying? The one on Madison, you know, there's the original Uncle Remus is still cracking too. But I just, like, being, because I was born up north and then moving to the South Burbs and then always coming back up north but having to pass out south, I never really was out west like that.
Yeah.
So, like, I didn't really get into Uncle Remus till later on in life, you feel me? But Harold's was just there, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Harold's just, bless your boy.
I know. Harold's just, like, anytime I'm just, like, out and about, whatever, I'm just, like, I'm just hungry looking for some place to eat. I'll just see, like, the light of God.
The light of God that shines.
Harold's.
Like, you know, the chosen path, you feel me? And, yeah, it's, like, it's dope because, it's like, I'm just a chicken connoisseur. Like, I just like chicken. So, like, you know, like, I like hood chicken spots. I like hood spots and period. You know what I'm saying? Like, first, like, Jerk Taco is legend.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's, and they're building one out south. Yeah, oh, my God. That. It's crazy. But, yeah, like, even, like, up north, like, in Evanston, they have this spot called the Chicken Shack. And they have bits. They're not, like, little, like, bits of chicken or whatever. And they have, like, their own, like, little, like, barbecue sauce, mild sauce things. Like, barbecue sauce, but it tastes like mild sauce. And phenomenal. Buffalo Joe's, phenomenal.
Oh, that's, I grew up on
Buffalo Joe's. Joe's is phenomenal.
I was probably
but the Chicken Shack, though, is grand food. You feel me? And it's right in Evanston, like, and then it's like spots up north. So it's like, I just like chicken. Like, I can give up every meat but chicken. So the weight of my heart is a chicken. I think.
Have you seen those videos of that British kid, the chicken connoisseur?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Man, you might have to bring him to Chicago.
I might have to have him pull up and put some quality chicken in his life.
For sure, for sure. I'm gonna look forward to that video. And then, but going back to like Chicago, you know, you always rep Chicago, like in your persona, in your music. Like, how does Chicago, like, what does it mean to you to be a Chicagoan? Or what is it like? How does it craft your sound, music, your persona, everything?
It's dope, man, because I was lucky enough to experience like both feelings of people outside of Chicago, but then also like suburban areas, but then also in Chicago as well. And I was able to kind of get a grand scheme of how and then leave Chicago. I left for a year, so able to see how the impact of Chicago and everything else. And it's just like the culture's so beautiful, man. It's so much love here. It's so much like promise and potential here. And I feel like my duty as a writer and as a person who's a product of this is to boast that and show that off and make sure people understand, like, we rawer than everybody else, you feel me? Like,
yeah, yeah.
So because we are, you know what I'm saying? So I'm definitely very prideful when it comes to the culture that is Chicago, and that's what I focus a lot on, because it's the culture that's raised me, you know what I'm saying? Like even being in the burbs, like I would come to 87th to the, I would sneak to 87th to go to the rink, or like when I'm back uptown, even when I'm being up north, most people out south don't know about up north. So when I come back up north, whatever, but the culture, no matter where you go, like the essence of Chicago culture is still there. You feel me? Like, and that's something that's like, that I carry with me. And I feel like it can't really leave me. Like, I don't think I could ever really like blatantly just leave the city. I may like have spots in other places, but I gotta have a base out here.
No, yeah, I feel like, I know Chicago means like, I can't see myself living anywhere else, to be honest. So I feel you on that one. Like, the interest, like, well, I remember when I was visiting colleges, when I went to NIU.
Yeah.
That cornfield. I mean, I got brothers out there in NIU, you know, love to them. No, but, I'm sure. That place is, I would have lost my mind.
College towns, man, they're cool, but they're just, everything revolves around that college. Is you're in the middle of nowhere, which could be cool, you know, but could also kind of just be like,
I know, like, I would have lost my mind. Like, I'm so like grateful to stay, to go to school in Chicago. Like, even if I had, like, not that I got into Northwestern, I applied to Northwestern, but I didn't get in, but like, that was like my dream school. And I'm like, looking back on it now, it's like, even if I was in Evanston, I don't think I would have liked it, just because like, it's not Chicago.
Yeah, I mean, even if you was in Evanston, you'd probably end up in Chicago more.
Yeah.
But then, and even like Evanston, it depends where you're at. Like, by Northwestern, like, so Evanston has, because I was born in Evanston, so I know Evanston a little better than most people would. So Evanston has a couple spots. You have like, you know, like a lot of Jewish people and a lot of like whites live by Northwestern. It is what it is, like by Green Bay Road and all the stuff. Then you have like, you have the South End, which is right before you get to Howard. That's where all the black folk be. South and the West End, which is also where all the black folk be. It's like by like Fleetwood and like on Jackson. And that's where like you'll find a Chicken Shack, you'll find a Buffalo Joe's, you'll find other spots. And pretty much like the difference between those two areas and the rest of all the rest of Evanston, it's so apparent. Maybe because it's just obviously all black people there, or like all people of color there. But it's, and then like literally right by Howard, you're literally right, you're a hop and skip away from the city. Literally, you can hop in and out. So it's just such a different spectrum there. But like, people from Northwestern don't really go to those areas. Yeah. So it's like, you probably wouldn't have been there much type thing. But yeah, Northwestern's cool. I remember like going to programs there for Northwestern when I was like really young. And I thought the place was huge. It still is huge.
Yeah, it's a dope place. Yeah. Like, I was there a couple weeks ago, but I don't know. I'm just grateful that I'm here.
I would be too. It's a great place.
Yeah, but let's get back to music. You know, going back to like 2020 hour, you had this plan from the beginning. So like, you made this whole project. It was kind of like I like how it had that theme of like, it was kind of like a radio show.
Yeah.
So what was like the idea behind that?
I was coming up with concepts with Femme de la Creme too, and I kind of went to do a radio skit. I was like playing a lot of like Little Brother and other things, like other like concept records. And I decided to do a radio skit, and also based on like me and my car, I'm really attached. Well, I just like actually like junked my car, RIP to Killer Cam, my little 94 Camry. But so like the overall radio theme, like originally when I had the idea that like the whole project's supposed to sound like after rain comes, and like after it's raining and you're in your car listening to the radio and like the rain stops and the sun, and like the sun's starting to come out, like that's what I had in mind. I mean, it's a lot deeper like with like actual tracks and stuff like that, but the overall theme was like to sound like you're sitting in your car listening to the radio. So it was really cool. So that's kind of why I stuck with the radio theme. And kind of went with that. And even if you look on a four cover, like you see the clouds, but if you look closely, you can see that it has like a window cover, as if like you're looking through a window. And yeah, like it just more or less was just kind of just an idea of you, like how, because I know like sometimes I would sit in my car for hours, either on the aux or like with the radio, just playing songs after I parked or whatever, especially when it's raining.
Yeah,
I'm just sitting there like, and like I'm not gonna leave yet because it's raining hella, so I'm just gonna chill. But yeah, so overall, just like it was based, that the radio theme came from me sitting in my car and like playing the radio or playing, you know what I'm saying, like music in my car, like waiting for the rain to come and the feelings I would feel or something that would come from that.
Oh, that's deep. Yeah.
And then like, you know, like the whole project breaks down, like each each EP breaks into a separate feeling, and then each whole title has it. It's a lot, but the premise for the actual concept of the radio itself is from just like sitting in the car and the feelings you get for like after it's raining and your song come on or something.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm just thinking about like anytime I'm like on a long ass long bus ride, and I'm just like listening to my headphones and like I feel like I'm in a music video.
Yeah.
Like that, like I feel like that Eminem 8 Mile.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I'm saying? Oh, you looking out the window, you like looking out the window a little bit, nodding your head, like yeah, I already know.
Like really I'm just going back to school. Like I'm like in my head, I'm like I'm about to do something amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm just really like going back to school. Like,
but that's cool. That's a cool feeling to have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then like which one of these songs like really you felt like, damn, I really like I did this song. Like,
Soul is my favorite, just because I haven't got tired of it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And like people really like that song. I wasn't expecting that song to do anything, so that's really funny that that's become the leading song. And then I think all the two records, because they were the hardest to make. So it's like, mm-hmm. wow, I actually made them happen. Like, those are definitely the hardest joints out of the entire project.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that I was able to do that, I was like, okay, like, this is kind of cool. Yeah. Like,
What made the other two joints hard?
Because they're all relationship songs. Like, oh, I be just trying to rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I feel that.
So to make a whole, like I mean, obviously it was for the grand scheme of 2020 Hour, but to make an entire project of love songs,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It's an R&B album rapping on it, like, so to do that, it was kind of dope. I feel like I think it was, because it was definitely difficult on my end to, mm-hmm. to just do and talk about situations and stuff like that. So,
and then I know you said like obviously that all of this was like planned out, but like were all the songs recorded before everything, or were they like okay, you made four and then you made the songs for like after you made the songs?
They weren't recorded. So some of them are recorded. Like some of the three songs are. So everything was written for mm-hmm. the most part before I was 21. Like everything was written for my 21st birthday. But some songs were added later on and retouched and redone. Some songs are a year old, you know, year and a half old. But then there are also some songs that were brand new, but the concept was old. Like, mm-hmm. like for instance, like What You Want. Like I had that beat for months. The beat itself was like a year and a half old. I didn't get it till like a half a year before Four Drop. But the hook, the verses and everything were already written.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of, I heard the beat and I was like, this is the one, and you know, put it to that. So more stuff like that. But as for like having like the whole project set up for like the year, nah, it was I recorded a lot after and kind of kept building from there. Mm-hmm. But the actual like songs itself were already done. Like I just need to record them, so I kind of did them after each project.
Sure. And then the beat selection, a lot of the songs like a lot of R&B samples, stuff like that. Like what was how did you go about like choosing the beats to rap over?
I just go off whatever I hear, man. It's just my ear. If I hear something and I like it, like that's it. But I'm also, R&B is my favorite genre mm-hmm. of music, so I'm a little biased. So
yeah.
I'm definitely gonna grab an R&B sample if I hear, like for instance, Return of the Mac sample. Like I literally told my homie Shy, that's why it's called Shy's Interlude.
Mm-hmm.
I told my homie Shy, Charles Lost, my producer and my DJ, and I told him like, all right, bro, like I want to flip this Return of the Mac, so take it. Can you take it and slow it down and put the drums on it? And he did it, and it sounded exactly how it sounded in my head. I'm like, all right, bet, we gone. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if I hear something that, I've always been able to hear sample chops really well, but I can't really hear drums. So mm-hmm. like a lot of my friends obviously hear drums, so we can piece stuff together. So with sample choosing, is kind of just like, I would hear a chop that I feel like I can rap over, or you know, something like that. Or they'll hear something that like fits, because I explain like the idea, what I want to accomplish to mm-hmm. my producers, so they can have an idea of what to look for, and yeah, we kind of just go from there.
Yeah, you definitely have more of an old school style. So like, what do you think about like a lot of like new wave stuff, a lot of it more trap heavy? Or I don't know, before it was like like last year it was like trap heavy, now all of a sudden you got guys like XXXTentacion doing like this heavy metal screamo stuff.
I don't know, man. I have no problem with it, honestly. I don't Uzi, like Cardi, like EXO Life Tours, the hottest. The song is phenomenal.
I kind of hate how much I love that song.
So good.
Just cause like,
it's so good.
I'm not even a big fan of him, but I'm just so like, I'm good, listening bro. To this song. It's so like, good, all the bro. Time.
And the thing, but it's like, they pushing the culture, because like if you wouldn't have a Uzi or someone like Cardi or a Thug rapping, you wouldn't have Kendrick trying new flows. You wouldn't have me trying new flows. Anyone trying new flows, like, because now you have to compete with these people who are also in this lane of rap, who may not be as lyrical, but their delivery is so nasty that you have to listen.
Yeah.
And I think it pushes the culture forward, man. I mean, I'm not really pressed. Like, people are like, man, and people try to make me seem like anti-mumble rap or whatever, because I be rapping, but it's like, I'm low-key playing this Cardi tape. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But that doesn't, like, take away from what I'm doing. It's just like, all right, I have to figure out a way to do what I'm doing and level up, so you know, people can enjoy, because there's millions of people who like this. It's not just 10 people, it's millions of people. So obviously it's something good going on.
That's definitely like back when I was younger, I don't know, I was like one of those like hip-hop heads, like, that's lyrical, but I softened up a little bit. Like, I mean, I love, like, 12-year-old me would not have even bothered listening to XO to Your Life, just because, like, oh, Lil Uzi, he has that reputation. But like, I heard it, I love it, it's one of my favorite songs.
Like, if it's hot, it's hot, bro. Period. Do I like lyrics? I will always appreciate lyrics, always. But if it's hot, it's hot. And then sometimes they be saying whatever, but sometimes you'll catch a bar or two in there. Yeah. Like, cause all of these, you forgot, not like none of these dudes ever rap before. They be rapping, you know. So yeah, I appreciate all of them.
I was listening to Lil Yachty's album.
How is it? I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard the whole thing yet. I was listening to like just some cuts, like some like the standout tracks. And it was decent. There's a few songs that I wasn't feeling, but there's some that like that I really like. There's one called Dirty Mouth that I fell in love with, for sure.
I mean, he can rap.
I think Lil Yachty definitely can rap.
He can rap, especially if he you know starts growing and stuff. He can rap really well once I feel like later on, like in his career, he'll be able to rap a lot better. Especially like if you hear like the joint he did with T Grizzly, Like, that's hard, like, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, like, the moment I realized that he could rap was when I listened to Mixtape off Chances, off Chance 3. And like, damn, why can't he do this all the time?
Yeah.
But that's neither here nor there. But, like, going back to your music, so, like, you know, you're definitely much more, like, lyrical, like, old school type of artist. But, like, do you ever see yourself in the future, like, maybe jumping on, like, a new school type of beat?
Honestly, I got to the point where I could pretty much rap over anything. I mean, like, when I was 18, I did, like, a Chief Keef Kobe freestyle, like, for the fun of it. I wonder if it's somewhere on the internet still.
Oh, I got to look for that.
Yeah, that was fun. But, yeah, I rap over, like, I mean, it's not really a thing. Like, I've done, like, freestyles over everything. If I like to be the best rapper ever, you have to be able to rap over everything and make it hot. So
true.
Yeah, like I don't really discriminate, you know. So people try to put me in a box of like what I can rap over, but it's like I it doesn't really matter, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have a certain style that I choose personally, but like, you know what I'm saying, I do features over or whatever. Like, I'll rap over, and if it's hot, it's hot. And if it's hot and I know I can do it, I'll do it.
And I mean, obviously, you know, King Dilla, Jay Dilla, you know, definitely an influence on you, for sure. So, like, what was, like, the first, Matt, take yourself back to, like, when you were a young kid, listening to that the first time. Like, what did that mean to you growing up as on Jay Dilla?
I mean, everything. I mean, like, just listening to, like, the production-wise, like, that's where the name Fem Dilla came from. I mean, somebody's called me Fem Dilla, too, but that's where it stuck. But, yeah, like, it's just, like, Slum Village, like, Tribe, like, everything, and the way he, and more or less just how Jay Dilla worked, his work ethic was impeccable. So like, just everything about it, like, I'm a child of Jay Dilla, like, I'm a product of Jay Dilla, you feel me? Like, I am a child of the music that he was a part of, and like, and I'm happy to know that, like, as time goes along, and people call me Dilla, so they always bring that up, you know. And I can always, like, you know, revert back to saying, like his legacy, that, like, he's never really dead, because he's people like me who's like me or like a Joey, you know what I'm saying, or whatever, where it's like we're children of what you've done, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what you've done has still inspired a whole generation. So, but yeah, like, Jay Dilla's everything, man. Like, rest in peace to the GOAT. The GOAT.
For sure. And then are there any producers, like, now who you feel like, maybe they may not sound, of course, like, nobody's going to sound the same as Jay Dilla, but like, guys like Metro Boomin, who I think he's the one producer out right now who's like really doing the most for the culture, shifting the sound.
Yeah, no, Metro's going crazy.
Yeah, like, is there any like producer out there who you really think like 20 years down the line, they're going to be like that next, like, they're going to inspire that next, like, 20 years from now, these rappers who are going to be like, I grew up listening to some Metro Boomin, like, that's the guy. Who, like,
yeah, I mean, Metro definitely, I mean, people I work with, Shy, my homie Phelps, like, people, my team, they're going to be crazy, but definitely Metro, like, not without it. I think Metro is going to be around for a very long time. I'm trying to think who else, like, just grabs my attention. Steve Lacy, I think, has some potential to do well. Trying to think who else, really. I'm sure there's other people. I just can't. The first person that pops in my head is Metro.
Mm-hmm.
I see Metro being around for quite some time.
I really like Soundwave too.
I feel like Soundwave is going to be dope, especially because he's going to just stay with TDE, stay with the camp. But I feel like Soundwave would definitely be dope too. Soundwave would be another one, like Thundercat, Flying Lotus, Hiatus Coyote, Tori Moy, a lot of the turnings with Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they're really good, but they're all products of Doom, like MF Doom too. So like, it's kind of just continuing the path of like underground hip hop. So,
and then like, so obviously, you know, tomorrow you got your first headliner too.
Yes, I do. Yes.
Plug that in at Shuba's.
So headline tomorrow at Shuba's. We have a limited amount of tickets left online and some at the door. We'll be having a after party as well. You could get more info on that at my Twitter and stuff, or also just online. Yeah, man, first show. We giving out Mambas.
For sure.
We got a bunch of other cool like surprises and stuff for people who are there. It's gonna be a wonderful time. Me, Joseph Chilliams, Mellow Makes Music, at Shuba's. It's 3159 North Southport. For those who ride the train, it's right off the red line. Just walk straight down a couple blocks. Yeah, man. 13 at the door. Pull up. Get some candy.
Come for the candy, stay for the dope music.
Come for the Mambas, stay for the raps.
Exactly. And what does that mean to you? So like, this is your first headliner. Like,
it's crazy. People are coming to see me. Yeah. Like, this is wild. My first headliner in the city. This time last year, man, like, Four was just doing whatever it was doing. I was just on Red Bull Sound Select. So for me to now have my own headline in the city is crazy, and if it like sells out, that'll be even like crazier, you know, like it's like, wow, like things are really been running around all day getting this together, but things are really are happening a lot, and it's like, oh wow, okay, like this is a thing, like this is crazy. So yeah, like definitely I feel like this is my biggest show. I mean, I've had shows with bigger capacity, but this is my biggest show so far.
Yeah. And then like, what's next after this, like what's Are you gonna start like, bam, I don't know, are you gonna start touring?
I wanna tour soon. Probably not right now. But definitely tour the next year. After this is to have a show with Lil B.
Oh, sure.
With Red Bull, in June for the culture. And then I'm doing West Fest, the festival in Chicago, like on Damon or whatever, like West Fest, in July. And just trying to keep stuff going, keep stuff rolling, but yeah, man, after this, man, just keep pushing, keep stuff going. Like, this is just crazy to think, like, a headlining show in my city of Chicago.
What music should we expect from the future? Because I know recently you released Duck Down. Yeah. I know one time we spoke, like, a week after Kendrick released The Heart Part 4, and you said how, like, you wrote, like, four verses.
I wrote, like, four or five verses direct. I think one of those verses was Duck Down.
Yeah, I was gonna be one of my questions. Like, did they end up with Duck Down? But like, what's like, what music do you have under wraps? You know,
I mean, I'm sitting on like 100 songs, maybe more. Oh, but I mean, they have to be perfect before I drop them. So.
Oh, for sure.
We'll definitely have more like features and stuff. I think there's a collab dropping this week with one of my homies, and then I'm on a couple people's albums. And then other than that, like, I'm getting a lot of like visuals out. Like, you gotta get a lot of videos out for 2020 so people can see them. But I'm sure it'll be like some music here and there, but I'm pretty much locked in now. We got another project to finish.
Sick. I'm gonna look for that. And I'm not asking too soon, you know, what cool collabs are out there, but like, are there any like dream collabs that, like, what's your dream collaboration? You got a full budget, so you can get the producer, you get future rappers.
Dream collaboration would be, I have three people I have a couple people I want to work with. I want to work with Jasmine Sullivan just to do like an interlude. I wouldn't even want to rap on it, just want her like sing on one of my projects. I want to work with Nas a lot, Hov for the culture, Bump J for the culture.
Oh yeah, we need that. You need to kind of revise those words.
Yeah, I do, because he's free now.
Yeah,
so I can't. But
get him on the remix,
man. If I could, I would. But Bump J, Kendrick, obviously. I would want to rap with Kendrick a lot. Like, just go back, like control, like just like as if it was like, couldn't like have no ID, produce something, and just have me him go back and forth. I think that'd be fun. Cause I'm right at him. Missy Elliott.
Oh, for sure. I love Missy Elliott.
She's so creative. I just want to pick her brain. So yeah, definitely not like Nas, Hov, Missy Elliott, Jasmine Sullivan from the Chicago, Bump J, and then obviously Kendrick. Definitely Kendrick. Cole would be dope too, though.
Yeah. Shout out Cole. Not a lot of people put respect on his name.
I love Cole, man.
Same. What did you think about For Your Eyes Only? I loved it too.
I loved it, man. I love the concept. I like the rapping on Forest Hills more, but I like the concept on this more. So, like literally, like the last song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude.
Like the fact that I was able to sit through 9 minutes and didn't realize I was sitting through like 9 minutes of a song is crazy. Like he did like five verses and I didn't notice. I was like, wow, this is 9 minutes that just passed. Like. But the first time I heard the song, I was like, wow, like, man, this man's really good.
Can we expect more acting from you in the future?
I think maybe. I don't know.
How is that whole experience working on, I'm blanking on the name.
But Lone Springs.
Lone Springs,
it was dope. Cole Bennett. Everyone was super cool. Cole's like my brother, man. I love that dude. So everyone was super cool, though. Everyone was really trying to work. Louis and like Dex and everybody was just like super dope, and it was fun. Would I act again? I'm actually doing like a little short for two.
Oh,
but it's a little less of a short, and it's you'll see. I'll just leave it at that. But acting, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe I'll dabble in it later on in life. I don't know.
Man, we'll watch out. You'll be a guest. The guest. Actor and performer on SNL one day.
Yeah, that'd be dope. I would love to do SNL.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely love to do SNL. I think that'd be funny.
First, we need to get you on Fest.
Yeah, man.
Fest was yesterday.
Yeah, how was that?
It was dope. It was a logical one. I didn't come for Jesse McCartney.
I don't know why you didn't, man. That probably would have been a move. But no, go ahead.
Yeah, I was actually like, my room is like right by the quad, so like I was listening to it, yeah. But I really wasn't like in the crowd. But I got there for Logic. I was like right there near the front. I was dope. I'm a Logic fan. So I was hyped seeing him. Rick Wilson was there too. I ran into him.
Word.
Yeah. He actually boxed. Actually, shout out Rick. I borrowed him my socks. He still hasn't returned them. So
yikes.
If you're listening, Rick, you know, just
socks.
Make sure they're washed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was dope. And then I also noticed you got that Toon Squad jersey on.
Yeah.
Shout out Space Jam. That's
shout
the dope
out Space
movie.
Jam. Favorite movie of all time.
I know you wrote a paper a while ago about Space Jam.
Yeah, man. I think it was like 5 pages on Space Jam, maybe seven, 5 for 7 or something like that on Space Jam in like 2 hours.
Yeah. You finessed that. What was the final grade on it?
I got an A on that.
Sick.
Paper. Got an A on that paper.
I think you got to release it for the culture.
Oh, man. I don't know, man.
We got to archive it. In the National Museum.
Talking about the Space Jam one. Space Jam is my favorite movie of all time. So,
what are your feelings about a sequel?
I don't want a sequel, but I'll still go see it. Like
personally, I won't. I think LeBron would kill it.
I don't want a sequel, man. First of all, nothing about the acting was good. Like the movie was not good. Like it was just a classic. It's a classic movie, but the acting was like it wasn't a good movie. It was just a classic movie. But I feel like. Like let LeBron be the greatest player in his own era. Like by him, it's like the Space Jam is only going to bring up more and more comparisons of the shadow that he's been trying to get out of for years.
I personally am getting tired of these debates.
Yeah,
dudes can't watch a game without bringing it up.
And I feel it, but like LeBron is one of the greatest players to ever touch a basketball, and that's without a doubt. But like they're two complete. They play completely different. Mm-hmm. Two completely different basketball players.
Who do you got for the finals?
I wanted the Spurs to win, so I'm sick because Kawhi is my favorite player right now. I low-key want LeBron to win. I think that'd be dope. But also Draymond Green's one of my favorite players too.
I like Draymond.
I love Draymond.
Yeah, so, he's like, I don't really mess with that Warriors squad, but I really love.
I love Draymond. Clay.
I love Draymond.
I don't have no problem with him. I get it. Like, it's not their fault. Like, KD came. There's nothing on them. I don't really care. But Draymond, I really like Draymond. I like Draymond a lot. I think Draymond's a poor man's LeBron. He does everything well.
Damn, I like that. That's a good comparison.
He's a stat stuffer, and he's a competitor. I love Draymond. It would be cool to see the Cavs win because Kyrie's been going crazy, and it would be cool to kind of like see what happens to LeBron's legacy if they win this year.
For sure. So we almost running out a little bit of time. You got time to maybe spit a freestyle?
Oh man, right on the spot. Okay. Sure, I guess.
All right. We got a variety of beats. I don't know which one you'd go for. I don't know if would you prefer something like old school or something like more modern.
I'm trying to think. Do you have any like, what beats do you have? What beats do I have in mind? So,
right now, set up. I got some J Dilla. I got some Illmatic beats. I got Jay, and that's old. But then I also got like some Future, Kendrick.
You have any? Let's do some like early 2000s or something. Early you have 2000s? You have like Still Tipping or something, or like. Let's go early 2000s. I'm feeling like, oh, I have a do-rag on right now. I feel like for 07.
Sure. You do, yeah. You got the jersey on, you got.
Yeah, I'm feeling like 07 right now. We can do that.
That's good.
Oh, man, you found that quick. okay. Yeah, I only have a pencil with me. I know.
Oh, you can't freestyle without the pencil.
I mean, I can, but it's not the same. But it's whatever. It's in the car. Most likely to succeed. When I was young, it was accurate. We came a long way just from being stuffed up all up in the Acura. Talking two up in the front, five up in the back. Yeah, you know we lapping up. And now I'm trying to band up by my mama crib all on West Africa. Compound so big, they would've thought her son really was trapping, huh? And how you supposed to get all that money if you was really just rapping, huh? Gotta pay back the Paul first, cause you know they was taxing us. Remember being younger, being made fun of just to be an African. Was too black, but never black enough. And I remember I was rapping then, but they was saying, man, you rap too much. Fast forward, now I'm blacking out. They asked for the feature price too. You know Dilla probably taxing them. How you feel knowing on your song, only part they play is the part I'm rapping on. At 18, had Bum B, brother in the cup. No smoky, smoky. I was yacked up, need a drink just like my skin color. Need a girl like my skin color. White House hate my skin color. New prayers or a skin color. Said I hope they push his wig back. I'm in the whip bumping, been thugging. Tell shorty I need ID, cause I might pass it to my little cousin. In the side you will find me. Went shy getting into something. Better duck like a semi coming. Said they know just how Femi coming. Said they know just how look, I can get away with murder. Every verse so Viola Davis. When I get the rhymes I violate them. Tell my mans he was moving yay yay with. We call that products placement. Mix a Sprite with the medication. Delacrim sound like brew pen. And I might just a dedication. I said, fam, be my man. Man, yeah, heard. And anybody else act, I need a check for a verse. I said, man. Like, he can just fade out like that. But yeah, gang, 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 gang. Raps. A bunch of raps. Go crazy. Well, what's this?
This is Kobe.
Oh, this is Kobe. Oh, man. Hey, I said I'm balling so hard, I swear I think that I'm Kobe. Mixed with Ginobili, Monster Cody. Tell them boys how they homies. Look. Couple dudes that's down to rap for a homicide when it's drummer time. Maybe off the herb, shoot like Bibby, and I got no limits with them commas rap. Hella look, hella gold, hella work, I'm hella coach. You want a touchdown cause I'm hella throws. You Helen Keller when the money show. I wasn't getting booked for shows, so I threw some. How about me and your two friends have a 202 some? I started, I gotta remember the rest. That's a tenant in a fire, man, that chick a liar. Look. Carry like Mariah, and I swear with that in the cannon, they'll put them up on fire, put them up on fire. tight. Oh man, you brought the Kobe joint out. You going crazy.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Shout out Femme Dilla, King Dilla, Femme de la Creme, whatever aliases you go by. Well, you're definitely one of the best in the city, bro.
Oh man, thank you.
Appreciate you coming down here.
Thank you for having me.
It's always a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh man, much love.
Any other, like, before we end, just like some last minute stuff, like any, like, why should people continue, if they haven't already, why should they continue to invest in you?
Please do, because I cut my hair, so I'm Durag Dilla now. I'm in Durag 24/7. Yeah, man, just genuine music, man. Let's build, let's grow, let's make something happen. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for having me. Femdot.com, all spelled out. Follow your boy. I tweet stuff, so.
His tweets are usually pretty entertaining.
I hope so.
Make sure.
I hope I'm entertaining in real life too, because that helped.
For sure.
But
all I know is that I'm going to tell my kids about that freestyle.
Oh man, oh man, that means the world. Thank you.
All right, for sure. All right, and so on behalf of Femdot, Adan Figueroa, and the rest of I'm blanking on the show's name. Fifth Element Hip Hop Show. This is Alejandro Hernandez signing out.
Hey, gang, 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 gang.